right now at the mix with Dr. Julie Galthorpe in Studio 97. Getting married, what we know about what works and doesn't. We're going to start off, Dr. Galthorpe.
Well, I think that's the big question always is what works in a marriage? It's popular. And every couple is different, of course, but there are certain life practices and behaviors that consistently appear across happy, long-lasting relationships. So they're not about the grand gestures, which we think about, oh, do you get flowers? Do you go on lavish vacations and dates? But it's the small everyday actions that make a big impact over time.
Okay, so what are those key things? What really makes a marriage work?
Okay, so we'll start with the basics. It's essential if you are in a marriage that you feel and you demonstrate to your partner that four-letter word. Love. L-O-V-E. That's simple. In a marriage, though, feeling loved and showing, like, action, the feeling of love is more than just saying, I love you, or even hearing it in return. It has to elicit a feeling of being valued and understood by your partner. So in healthy relationships, reciprocal, I often talk about, both partners are attuned to each other's emotional needs. So again, the small actions, the texts, the hugs, that those quiet moments where you connect, that shows your partner that they're cared for and you feel well cared for in those interactions. And it, the research backs that up. For instance, a study published in the Journal of Psychology highlighted how partners who are emotionally responsive to each other's needs tend to have more fulfilling relationships. No big surprise there. It's the responsiveness that builds that trust and emotional security.
Oh, that's really interesting. And I like how you brought that up about the big gestures or romantic declarations and, you know, to focus on the consistent smaller things. And like for me, in my marriage, I think about like how we know how each other we'd like to take the coffee, and Derek's always doing stuff for me in my car, and I know it's always the little things that matters. Well, my case anyway.
Yeah, but you're not alone, Miriam. That's everybody. It is those little things where we feel like, hey, someone's got our back. They think about us. They think about we're part of their equation. We're part of their day. So it's the everyday efforts that create that sense of safety and connection. And, you know, in marriages, we're vulnerable. We tell people that we, you know, we love them and we give a lot. We invest a lot. So it's important that there is that reciprocity. So open up, communicate, and then you can navigate those challenges better.
You know, out of the three of us here in the studio, I'm the only one that's divorced.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Been a single father now for 15, 16 years. I don't know if I'd want to get married again. I'm not making it about me, but I'm just saying, like, in my experience in the last almost two decades, I don't know if I would, because if it seems like I'm not afraid of the work, but it just seems like I don't want to go down that road again.
Well,
is that a fair comment? Do a lot of us that come in to see you, do they feel the same way?
I think people can get very comfortable and happy being single. Of course, there's many benefits to being single and having the opportunity to just do what you like all the time. It is important, however, that there is connection, that you have connection with someone, and it doesn't need to be, you know, someone that you're married to, but that connection, human connection, is important. And often when I see people that say, you know what, I'm done, I'm never going to get married again, I never want another relationship, it comes from a point of fear of vulnerability. So that fear of allowing, you know, someone to, you know, care about you, and you let your guard down, and then your fear being blindsided. You fear that, okay, I'm thinking things are going okay. I feel like things are going well, and suddenly it won't. Sometimes it's a fear that that other person, or because of your past experiences, that they might do something to break your trust. Sometimes it's the fear that I don't know if I have what it takes to continue in a relationship over a long period of time. So there is that vulnerability factor. Of course, there are studies that show that single people are happy. So there's, you have to figure out why it is, know your why, about the reasoning for not wanting another long-term relationship. Now, you didn't say you didn't want another long-term connected relationship. You said, I don't think I want to get married again. So perhaps for you, those are two very different things.
Yeah, I like, I don't know if I'm the marrying type though, because I've been single for so long and with so many responsibilities, it's like, I don't know if I just have the energy to take on this. I mean, being selfish?
Well, you're looking at marriage as another responsibility as opposed to something that's a shared responsibility, where when we're married, the purpose of that also is not just to care for someone. It's so that you share the load, you share the experience and the journey, and that's part of your life practice. So marriage, I know I hear a lot about, oh, you got to put the work in, but marriage should not be something that brings stress. It should be something that alleviates stress. And if you have, you know, the love that I talked about, you have mutual respect, you have a willingness to both invest, it needs to be something that makes you feel better. And people often stay in relationships because they don't think that they have an option, or they think, oh, it's going to get better, even though it's been terrible for many, many years. And if we think about, you know, we've kind of got one trip around this life. And if you think about, okay, well, do I want to do this with someone who I care about and who cares about me? Do I want to do it alone? Or if I'm in a marriage that feels completely unfulfilling and unhappy, realizing that it's okay to say this isn't working. And we as a couple either need to do something different, and that can look many different ways.